Just one halakha, the laws of Pesach. We're reading from Chazon Obadia, Hilchot Pesach, page Resh Mem Zayin. Omrim tikkun atal biyom tov harishon shel Pesach. On the first day of Pesach, we switch over from Mashiva Ruach with the Geshem to Morid Atal. We read a special tikkun. Potchim bipiyut leshon ikonanta, which is in the Machzorim. Furthermore, the Chacham says, "V'achel me'musaf shel yom tov v'rishon shel Pesach, starting in the Musaf, following the Tikkun Atal, mafsikim lomar meshivah rumah d'geshem, v'omrim murid atal, v'im tara." The person made a mistake. V'amar murid ha'geshem b'mkom murid atal, v'siyem ha'beracha. He said, "Baruch ata Hashem b'chayam metim, sarich lachzor l'rosh ha'tefilah." So he has to go back, because since it's really not the rainy season anymore, therefore, Achamim said that the Amidah is invalidated. And even if he's in a place where, let's say, they need rain in the spring, still mahazirim oto. Furthermore, let's say on the first day of Pesach, Chazar Tishrim Pa'am. He himself said the following verse 90 times. He said, "Mechaye metim ata rav leoshiach murid atal." Then he kept on repeating it. "Mechaye metim ata rav leoshiach murid atal." So then already, it's as if he prayed the Amidah three times a day for 30 days. Since he repeated that word, "Mechaye metim ata rav leoshiach murid atal." Therefore, it's considered he trained his tongue to say Morid Atal. And therefore, from that point on, if he has a sefik, let's say he doesn't know, did I say Morid Atal? Did I say Mashivah Rav Degeshim? He could assume now he said Morid Atal. Since he trained himself by repeating it 90 times, and he does not have to repeat the Amidah. Chavaya then writes, "V'tov shi'azor me'av ve'had pa'amim." It's better to review it 101 times, based on the Gemara Hagigah Daftet, that says when a person reviews something 101 times, he doesn't forget. And also, you also get the different tefillat musaf, that's also in 30 days of prayer. You have Rosh Chodesh, you have Shabbatot, musaf. So therefore, by praying 101 times, you'll include all the different prayers that you would have prayed in 30 days, and therefore, you consider Hazakah that you said it. B'chol ha'moed, Shuyom Sheni Shel Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, or and now in the Galut it's the third day of Pesach. V'chem Shari Mechol Amored Arbit Shachrit Umincha Sarich Lomar Ya'alev Yavo. The Amidah of Pesach throughout the holiday, on Chol Amored we say Ya'alev Yavo. V'im Lo Amaro, person missed Ya'alev Yavo. V'siyem Tefillato Chozer Rosh Tefillah. So again, Ya'alev Yavo is a deal breaker. If you missed it, you must repeat the Amidah. V'koreim Haleg B'dilug. Throughout Pesach we read Halel, however, without a Beracha. U'mitpalilim Musaf. Kemo b'yom tov v'rishon. Which means on Chol HaMoed also we pray Musaf every day. Instead of saying b'yom tov mikra kodesh hazeh, we just say the same Musaf, but we just say mikra kodesh. Right? Et yom mikra kodesh hazeh. However, if on yom on Chol HaMoed he made a mistake, and he said et yom tov mikra kodesh hazeh, we do not make him go back, because Chol HaMoed is also considered like a Yom Tov. ובכל מקום אם אמר בכל המועד, fine. וטוב לעשות דבר מיוחד בסעודה בתת זין בניסן. There is a custom that on the 16th day of Nisan, which by us would be the second day of Yom Tov, some have a custom to make a special סעודה. They call that Sa'uda, Sa'udat Esther, on the 16th, because that's the day that Haman was hung. And therefore, someone have a special Sa'uda, they say Devre Torah on Esther Amalka and on Purim. So why don't you keep that in mind as well? It's a good minhag. That means on the second day of Pesach, by us, in Galut, and the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, this would be on a Wednesday. The second day of Pesach, they call it the Se'udat Esther Day. So you mentioned about to connect Purim and Pesach, as that was the day that miracle happened.